From the popping of champagne corks at midnight to the making of resolutions that will swiftly be forgotten, New Year celebrations are punctuated with ritual. For one Southern tradition, commentator Katie Davis found that you need a man and a door.
This is how it will go tomorrow morning. My friend Reggie will wake up around 5 a.m., like he always does, and he'll have some coffee. When the phone rings, he'll pick it up, and without hearing the voice, he'll say, "Hey, Granny." And Reggie says she'll tell him this.
"Come over my house 7 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to stay long. Just walk in, and then you can go right back out."
And Reggie will give his children's great-grandmother, who was born in South Hill, Virginia, he'll give her some time to get dressed. She's close to 90 now. Then he'll put his coat on and drive the 8 empty blocks over to her apartment building, and she'll be waiting to open the door.
Well, New Year's is tradition or superstition among especially older black people that a man has to come inside the house first, be the first one across the threshold for that day. And now the female, it's bad luck for the year. It's a curse if a female comes in your home first.
Reggie doesn't believe this, but he honors the request. His children's great-grandmother doesn't have anyone else to ask, and it's been going on as long as he can remember.
You know, I've been all my life with cousins and stuff, not with my mother, because by her being a Jehovah's Witness, she didn't believe in those superstitions. But all the other relatives and everyone I meet, they're relatives.
When Reggie started doing this about 10 years ago, Granny's sisters asked if he would stop by their apartments too, walk through their doors too.
Luckily, they all lived in the same complex. So he just go, as a matter of fact, one was right next door to her, and it's a couple blocks from my house, so it's not really far. If I had to travel a distance, they might have a problem. You know, they might have to rent a man or something. You know, I don't know.
So the ritual grew. First, always first, to Granny's, and then next door to the first sister.
And as a matter of fact, the sister wouldn't even answer the door. The grandmother would let me in with the key, and I would say, "Aunt Mag, how you doing?" And she said, "Oh, I'm fine, thank you very much." And I closed the door and leave.
Some years, the four sisters were up and dressed, and they insisted Reggie come in and drink some coffee.
In about 30 minutes, saw the four of them and drank enough coffee for the week and whatnot and came back home.
Reggie reports that his bookings for tomorrow are slim. He'll only go to Granny's house in the morning. The sisters are all gone now.
One passed away, one's in a nursing home. And the other one, her children took her back down south. So my list is getting smaller.
And just in case you're thinking of tracking Reggie down, don't bother. He's not crossing any new thresholds this new year.
That comes from Washington, D.C. writer Katie Davis and her ongoing series, Neighborhood Stories.